Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head, oh, yeah. Anoint my feet.
Celebrating
down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory,
we're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Waging war.
couldn't find no mind. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go.
Nobody greater.
Excuse me, I was on mute, steady talking and running my mouth. Yes, I worship you, Lord, in the spirit. I know we usually do three pieces, but I had to throw in another song tonight, and it helped. It soothes me. But anyway, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I'm Paul Sampson, your humble host, along with my partner in praise, Van Meadows. Good evening, Van. How are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Hey. I'm doing as best I can.
That's all right.
It's going to be all right.
Absolutely.
When you give it to him, you have to remember who's in charge. Who knows what's best. And just the hardest part is just falling back, relinquishing your elusive and feeble grip on things, you know?
That's right. Oh, that's right. Release it to him. Release it to him.
Yes. And let it stay there. That's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he doesn't need your help. He just needs your obedience. You know. But everybody, here at the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, with the one and only CEO, For Real the Poet. You may also know him as Larry Maddox. He also has a line of awesome jewelry. It's what is that? Raw links.
Raw links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Okay, and I'm telling you, some beautiful, beautiful pieces in there. So y'all need to check them out. Look it up. Tonight we're here, just open mic, letting your pen and your heart lead you to what you want to share with us. I'm here, number one, because of my job, and I get paid so well for this. I love it. And number two is because right now I need this. You know, this is where I come when I need empowering, when I need comfort, when I need love, when I need to cry. This is my home for doing that. And I hope you all feel the same way, but I need this tonight. So I'm glad that you all came to hang out with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing where God needs this platform tonight. And with that being said, my brother, would you please do us the honor to just bring us in that God would have his way to touch hearts this evening?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord. Father God, we want to tell you that we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you have bestowed upon us day in and day out. Father, we want to lift up the poets, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, everyone under the sound of my voice and those who are not under the sound of my voice. Father God, we ask that you cover them right now. Protect them. Cherish them. Hold them dear, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that you grant them their prayers, Lord God, upon this evening, Lord God. Many of us pray not for ourselves, but for others, Lord God. And we know the importance of praying for others. So, Father God, we lift them up to you right now, Lord God. Those going through difficult trials and tribulations, those trials and tribulations you have designed for us to make us stronger. So, Father, we thank you for those. And, Father God, we want to keep lifting up our children to you, Lord God, because they have to leave us, and we have to entrust them to you, Lord God. So, Father, we give them back to you. Father God, we want to tell you that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, man.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
I really appreciate you putting praying for our children. In light of the way the world is today, we're seeing more and more parents bearing their children instead of the other way around, which is the natural order. So we definitely need prayer for our children.
Yes.
The cesspool that we live in getting rank and more rank. So we need to double up our efforts to wear that armor, that Teflon armor of God that keeps that sin just sliding right off of us. We can only do it when we make a conscious effort and keep in mind what it is we're doing, why we're doing it, and for whom we are doing it.
Yeah. Amen.
It's been a rough few days. I would ask that you guys just keep my family in prayer. We have a family member who is now on life support. You know, we've been praying for him for the last couple of days, but he's now on life support, and they don't see, save God, another way out. They're saying it's within the next, it's down to 24 hours now, that there's really no chance of not pulling the plug. So we're praying for a miracle. I ask that you keep the family in prayer.
Absolutely.
And Van, we're here for poetry tonight and for praise and for God. So would you do me the favor, the honor, and start us off with your piece?
Absolutely. This piece is called I Forgive. I'm trapped in my comfort zone. I've been there all alone, wondering when will you show? Show your face to let me know that your grace is sufficient. No matter how much you are proficient at understanding my will for you, but you still do what you do, guiding your life according to man-made principles instead of realizing that you are one of Christ's disciples. So therefore, you cannot abide by normal status quo nor religious shackles, although one would look at you in your comfort zone and think you are strange. Well, my son, my daughter, it's time you change and become uncomfortable so you can become usable to do my will, not your will. But have you understood what that is? If not, I suggest this. Please listen carefully. Look in the mirror, not blissfully, so you can see the mini version of me. Yes, you are a mini me. So go forth and be my representative. Bring others to me so I can forgive. And that's that piece.
Wow, I haven't heard that before, man.
Just wrote it for tonight's show, bro. Brother Paul?
Oh, okay. Maybe that explains why.
But absolutely. To God be the glory.
Yes, yes. That was like a confirmation and a wake-up call. And when you came in on with that part about being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get out of our comfort zone. But it's not easy walking the path that we walk. And we're only half-stepping if we're comfortable doing it. There's going to be trials and tribulations. There can be bumps and difficult spots. But as long as we're trying to do his will, we need to get uncomfortable. I love that. And then when you refer to us as mini-me's, yeah, I like that. Kind of made you stick your chest out a little bit. Yeah, okay. I got that.
Right.
Beautiful piece.
Well, he wrote it.
Beautiful.
You know, I can't take no credit. He wrote it.
I hear you. So, I hear you.
I just listened.
That was beautiful. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
And my brother, what do you have for tonight's offering?
Let me find it again. This is one I've been working on. I'm just, I'm in my head right now. So, but my daddy straightened it out for me a little bit. And I came out with this piece called I Dare Not. I just finished it a little while ago tonight.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. There comes a time in each of our lives when we feel the need to or have to ask the question, why? Why would you allow untold possibilities to possibly die? Why would you allow one of a few role models to wither away right before my eyes? How could you allow this after bringing him this far? Question your motive, my Lord. and my guiding star. I dare not question God's grand design or question the love that guides all he does. I know better than that. I have seen better than that. I am alive because of better than that. I think the only way to keep sanity in a situation like this is to keep my eyes on God and pray for a sliver of peace or a smidgen of bliss. I have to now pray for discernment about what it is I am to learn from this. I am pleading the blood of Jesus over this family, both those related through blood and those related by heart. Lord, cover them. Protect them from the enemy and from themselves. Empower them, Lord, to shoulder what appears to be more than any of us could bear. We are truly weighted down from the opportunistic prince of the air. Heavenly Father, Abba, Daddy, please encamp your angels around this family. Allow your regal banner of their survival be evidence that they are protected by none other than thee. I dare not forget the times that you, God, have been so very real to me. The times when I truly felt, when I definitely knew that I had been set free. Dare not, through the crushing weight of fear, of loss and despair, I dare not lose faith. Joy comes in the morning, no matter how far away it seems. I have to live in the surety that in Christ, I have been redeemed. It's time to remember and live as if I know to whom I belong, that even in the midst of blood-curdling pain, my heart is able to yet praise you in song. No, I dare not forget your multitude of promises to me, chief of which is that I am guaranteed eternity with thee. And that's that peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am guaranteed eternity with thee. And we dare not forget the promises that he's bestowed upon us, that he has told us. Man, that's a beautiful piece, Paul, and I love it. Thank you.
God be the glory.
Amen.
I didn't know where I was going when he had me right. I dare not.
Absolutely.
Where is this going? You know it. It was a reminder to me as well. Fair enough. Mm.
Yes.
No matter where we find ourselves, no matter how insurmountable things may appear, no matter how much they hurt, no matter how much out of our comfort zone we have to get, we dare not forget whose we are. And know that through it all, he's bigger than all of that.
Amen.
So if you're listening in chat rooms, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial to listen to the program. If you'd like to come on and bless us with your voice or something that God has led you to say to us, please be sure to press 1. And with that, we're going to begin opening some mics. I think the Lord has a purpose for tonight.
Hello,
VIP. Hello.
How are you? Hi. I'm doing.
Hey, VIP, how you doing?
Hey, Jan, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints.
I hear you.
Sorry, we don't do that.
That's right.
I'll just finish this piece. And I figured I'd call him and say it, so.
We can't get no further into that, can we, Van?
No, no, we cannot.
And she's the number one caller, so, I mean, that's the freshest of fresh.
Right, right.
That's all right. So you guys ready?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. What do you have for us?
Of course, I just finished, so it's entitled, but I'll begin.
All right, the mic is yours, Quinn.
Thank you. When I was in excruciating pain, I thought I couldn't call on you. When I was brokenhearted, I thought I couldn't call on you. I thought to tell my friends, my mother, and as I sat alone to meditate, I heard, call on the name of Jesus. He's closer than a brother, and he comes near to the brokenhearted. He counts every tear you cry. Even if you walk away, he's always standing by. So I began to tell him of my pain, scared I'll never be the same. It seems at times my body fails me, and all I can do is pray. And I thank him because in me, he'll stay. I'm so grateful I have a Savior who knows when I can't utter a word, because words get stuck in my tears, and every word I can say, he heard. Prayer and praise is all I can do. No matter the obstacle, the Lord will equip me or help me to accept whatever it is to get me on the other side of through. It availeth much when I pray with the reassurance he's with me day after day, and that's that piece.
Yes, it was. Yes, it is. I can see why it's untitled, too. That would be a difficult one to put a title to because it touches a lot of areas. I like when you talked about, you heard that small voice whispering you to call on the name of Jesus. Wow. That's a feeling that I get it occasionally, but there's so many times that I'm so caught up in myself that I ignore it, much to my regret. I love that you also spoke on that, because even if you choose to not listen, he's still there. That's great. Call on me. Call on me. I got you. And the other part is when you came back, broke it down with all I can do is pray. And when we say all I can do, it's almost like we're saying, well, the little thing I can do is pray, but all we can do is pray. That's the greatest thing that we can do. And it's reassuring and refreshing to hear people know that that's all I can do. Pray. I can't do anything myself without him. All I can do is pray.
Right.
Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece on many levels.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
I appreciate it. My pleasure.
Van, what did you think of that piece?
I love it when the Lord uses the poets and their ink to be expressive to him. And just like Paul said, you know, all I can do is pray. Man, that's one of the greatest weapons that you have is prayer. A direct line to the Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm coming to you. I know I say all I can do is pray, but I know it's an abundance. So that's a beautiful piece. I love it. Love it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for bringing that. Now, before we send you over to the praise lounge, you just got to know something. And what do you have in store for us in this upcoming week?
Well, on Wednesday, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the Love Zone. The topic is not up as of yet, but come on through. We have such a good time. And the topics are really, really interesting. And they provoke thought, so that's a good thing. And then every other Friday, I host Express Your Vibe. And you just come on in and say what you want to say. Open mic.
Yeah, I heard that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But you see, there's one night of the week already filled in. You got Sunday night. That's Wednesday night. So and Friday night. So, you know, there you go. Already, you know, your week is becoming full. Places to go to simulate the thought, right?
Absolutely.
And that's just the first part. So we got more in store.
Right.
So we're going to put you on in the praise lounge there, Adrian. And
all right.
The next the next person that's going to come on, you might even know this person. I'm not sure, but we'll let you know when you hear her voice.
Oh, man. Hey, Diva. Beautiful piece.
Ladies
hey,
and gentlemen, the next caller is La Perla Negra, the other half.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I just had to put them on together since they were one behind the other in line. I just had to do it. So, with that, Ms. VIP, we're going to send you to the praise lounge. God bless you. One
all
love,
right.
One mic, queen.
God bless you both.
God bless you both.
One love, one me.
Hello there, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you doing? Hey, Poetic. How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal.
How you doing?
I'm good. Man, what was the name of that last song that you played? That was absolutely beautiful. When they came in and the violins, y'all know I love strings. The violins just really did something to me, made me sit up. And I was like, oh, my God, that was beautiful.
That was Worship Melody. Yes.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
She
does it for me.
Worship Melody.
Yeah,
medley,
she does it for me.
Medley.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I say? Medley. You said melody. It's
said
a medley.
Melody.
Medley, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Look, I might need some stronger glasses.
Thank you very much.
Lord. Yeah, let me clean
it. Was,
look,
no,
they got
was,
to clean them. That might
oh,
not.
Man. That was. It was
yeah,
so
was
beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's certain, you know what? It's certain parts of songs that hit me, and they just make me sit straight up. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm.
It's
okay.
It was beautiful. Oh, I love violence. I'm trying to tell you, it does it for me. I gotta go back and check her because my favorite song by her is Yes. That is that's the one that does it for me. It's long.
Oh yeah, that's like a 9-10 minute song, but that song took you right on.
Ooh, my
yes, God,
it does. And that put you on a roller coaster of emotion because I started crying
yes,
at certain
will.
Points.
Yes, it will.
I'm trying to tell you. But I
it
love
it takes
song.
You through the years.
You'll never be the same.
Okay.
I used to, you know what, I had gotten to the point, you know, all right, I'm a Pisces. So when I hear a particular song that I really like, I will play it back to back to back all day long.
Yep.
I'll have it on repeat. And I might
that's
do
wrong
it
with that.
For
oh,
a
yeah.
couple of days. Okay, and my husband was like, what is wrong with you? Don't be wrong with me because I'm listening to this one song. He said, well, I'm not tired of hearing it. I said, that's the devil in you. And I would turn up the volume.
Right.
I'll be wiping off the computer stand or something and just be dancing around the house. Like, get him. Get him.
Well, hey, when there's songs
but,
like that, I do the same. I'll loop it and just let it minister to me. There's a reason.
Yes. Don't let me be in my car. Every time I start my car up, that song comes right. Some of
you
my
know,
neighbors
funny.
Would look at me like, I know that's her.
My great niece and nephews know that whenever they're in the car with me and we're driving somewhere, I play Walking Around Heaven by Patti LaBelle. So with the new car that I have now, the first time the oldest of my great nephews was in the car, he said, Uncle Paul, I said, well, yeah, what's up? Something wrong. You haven't played Walk Around Heaven. You play that in every car you have. And they know because I play it back to back to back. They all know that song well. And
okay.
he's right. I don't have it.
Okay.
I don't have it anywhere. So I'm gonna have to get that recorded, so I can play that in my on the studio here and in my car. Y'all in trouble now.
Yes.
Thanks, Danielle.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's all right. You do that. Supposed to.
Adrian, I know you're listening. And you're my go-to girl. If there's any way possible, could you upload that to the factory for me at some point?
Oh, no way And I'm not
going to
open
her
mic so I can hear her say no.
Nah, she ain't going to say no. She wouldn't say no to
you. I know she wouldn't. She's, you know, I'm not rushing you for tonight, but, you know, it's sometime, please.
Thank you.
She wants you to give her the name of the song, Paul. Again.
Walk Around Heaven by Patti LaBelle.
There you go. That's what's up.
Okay. Okay, I'm over here now where I see it. Okay, she got it. All right, y'all. Next week you're going to hear that. I guarantee if it's possible.
Okay.
Guarantee. Boy, you giving a guarantee.
I guarantee.
I guarantee.
And you know what? Yes, I'm sending up prayers always for all of y'all because we all going through something, you know. And I know your family members are dealing with some hard times right now. But y'all are always in my prayers, everybody.
Amen.
That's comforting to hear that. Thank you. That's something I already know, but it's just comforting to hear it. It reassures you.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about being in this family. Through it all, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Never. Never. So. Even when you're sitting by yourself, you know everybody has an angel over their shoulder. Or two, depending on what you're dealing with. You are never alone, like you said. Never, ever, ever, honey. Even when you're going through whatever it is you're going through.
Yeah.
And there's a process that we have to go through to deal with and get through whatever it is that is put before us. And like, but we are never alone. And our angels are here to guide us. They're not so much allowed to interfere, but they can guide us. And they will always have their hands on your shoulder, massaging them, comforting you. So don't ever feel like you're by yourself because you're not.
Yeah. Amen. Definitely. So, Danielle, what you bring for us tonight? I'm anxious to hear.
I ain't write nothing. I did not write anything. I didn't write anything. But I got a piece. Okay. I just didn't write anything. Y'all make me feel bad. Everybody done wrote something.
Well, you can wear. You're the first person tonight that didn't write a fresh piece. So you still have the honors of being the first at something. How's that?
What's that? Inspirational humor.
Because it's still power. Nah.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. It's called Warriors of Light. All right.
Like it's yours.
When you're a child. Thank you. When you're a child of the Most High and you are covered in His light, you are His warrior. So you have to have thick skin. Because some of y'all are God's wrath, and He's going to use you as such to put an end to the evil doings of some by exposing them and making them. But you have nothing to worry about because in Psalms 105:15 it says, "Touch not my anointed one and do my prophets no harm." So be fearless in God because you are the warrior. But you also have to understand that when He shines His light on you, the enemy is going to see you as an automatic target because they know you are someone who is favored, highly favored, and blessed by God. See, Satan doesn't just go around. Wait a minute, I lost my spot. Hold on. Satan is busy, and he doesn't just go around attacking a nobody. He attacks God's children, the anointed, the highly favored, those who are blessed, because He already knows your destiny and fortune and blessing. He's afraid of that because He knows you're destined to do great things. So He's going to try and block you and destroy you and discourage you from continuing your path to reaching your greatness. And in Psalms 23:5, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." But He's going to let them see you shine. and it's going to make them mad and jealous. So be prepared to face trials and warfare. But again, I say, be fearless in God, because he is bigger and more powerful than anything we might fear. With him, you are the victor. After peace.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That was a mouthful there. Warriors of Light. You know, that the key word in that and in that entire piece is warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And with that,
mm-hmm.
you have to recognize that it's going to be a battle. You've got to be prepared for that battle. Ephesians 6, you know, where he talks about putting on the armor of God. Like,
the full armor of God?
Quotes. Yes. He didn't say part of it. He said the full armor.
That's
what I like about all that armament that you put on, it's all forward-facing.
Mm-hmm.
It means you have to be, you know, step forward and realize that God has your back. There's no armament in the back.
Mm-hmm.
None.
He got your back. You ain't got to worry about what's behind you.
Exactly. But you got to be prepared for that battle. You have to be fearless, as you said, knowing
that's
God
right.
has your back.
That's right.
So, you know, when the human portion of you is skirt, you got to recognize, wait a minute, God got my back, and keep it moving. Joyce Meyer had a book out called Do It Afraid. Yes, I mean, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but that doesn't mean we're not going to get touched by that spirit. But we do it anyway because we know God is bigger.
There you
Beautiful
go.
Piece, Danielle. Thank you for bringing that. Warriors of the Light. Yes.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you.
What you think about
you know,
that, my brother?
You know, Danielle, I see that... Divine Inspiration has been drinking some of the Kool-Aid that the CEO has been drinking because he says all of these things and virtually leaves me nothing to say. you know, and what is left for me to say other than, you know what, beautiful peace, to God be the glory, and I'm glad you brought it. I mean, because he didn't set everything
Thank
up.
You.
What can I say?
It's all right. I'm going to tell you something. You know, a lot of people take that in a literal sense where you got to put on a certain pair of shoes and you got to put on a certain vest. No, the armor of God is knowing that he is there, that he has you. Because when you know, his protection is like magnified. When you just know that he's there, and if nothing can touch you, they gonna come at you. They gonna try you. Yeah, we warriors, definitely. But they ain't gonna be able to touch you. Amen.
You know, I have to correct you.
Okay.
I do have to correct you
okay.
because it's not in the literal sense of the clothing that you put on.
Mm-hmm.
It's of the armor being the breastplate of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shield of faith so that you can withstand the darts of the enemy. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So that is the armor. That's the armor. You can, as long as you have that, you're ready for battle. But bear in mind, the full armor. You can't go into battle without all of these things. If you're missing a piece, you're prone to attack. You're prone. Because, you know, this is one of my favorite scriptures to teach on. So I'm glad that you brought it back because we talked about it weeks ago, and it is prevalent that you have on this armor, that you take this armor with you into battle. Now, if you put on your favorite pair of pants, your favorite pair of shoes, that's all good, whatever. But make sure you come prepared with this armor. So, thank you, Laperla and Negra.
Can I ask a question? However, can I ask a question? Where's the correction? Saying that when I say you know God, you have all the Paul
you said in your commentary,
mm-hmm.
you didn't say the armor of God was none of these things. Go back and listen to the replay.
What I said was the people replay. Believe that you have to put on these little pieces of clothing. But when you know God, you have
that.
All that. You have salvation.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have peace. Yes, you do. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but I do.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. What?
Not everybody is where you are, and not everybody knows God. Because you have people who walking around think that they know God and think that they're okay with this armor, and they
mm-hmm.
don't.
That's true. I don't deny that. You ain't going to get no argument out of me, but I pretty much said what you said. You just expounded on it. That's all. But I ain't going to argue with you not here on the inspiration session.
You're not
arguing. I ain't going to argue.
Guess what? You know I'm going to be in your inbox later.
Oh, Lord. Lord, I got to pray. Lord, you hear him, right? See,
I love you, your angel.
I know my angel. Yeah, I love you too, Ben, but I know my angel. I got the, Michael, come here. I'm going to talk to you. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get one of my computer geeks to show me how to tap into that inbox. I want to see this one.
You have to understand. This is how me and Danielle do. We have these type of conversations all the time. This is how we do.
Child, you just don't know. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Hey, that's how family get along.
Absolutely.
Different family members. But that don't change that. Look, I might be able to do it, but you better not try it. You know, that's how
okay.
I know that's right. What? You said what now? You want to do what? You messing
okay.
with somebody? You messing with who? Hold on. Jesus, please take this wheel. Please take this wheel.
Because I'm about to run over.
You know what I say? I'll be like, Jesus, they messing with me. I'll be serious. They messing with me again.
Oh, man.
I mean it.
Oh, man, beautiful, beautiful. Danielle, thank you so much for coming through with that piece. But before we let you go,
you're welcome. Mm-hmm.
We need to hear how you're going to fill up the rest of the Epiphany Week. Your partner, your diva, already gave up a little bit of something, so now we're going to let you continue.
All right. Well, alternating Saturday nights at 9. Alternate with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, that cool mountain man, Stan the Man Phillip. And that's a place where you can come in and release some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Monday night. Now, Paul, they trying to do the thing for me. Excuse me, y'all. the CEO. This is his show, Facing Manager, Poetic, is trying to get me to do the show. Not completely by myself, though, but with the event page person, essentially Yannis. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try and make it do what it do. It's all right. But y'all come on by Monday night at 9 in the Soul Cafe. And your guys are going to love the second half of the show. And we can make it there. Okay? It's called Pick Up Your Pen.
I will
tap into what? You what?
I'm going to make sure that my doctor sends you all the note. I will make sure that you have that. Okay. So you. I don't know what the other person's issue is, but I will make sure that my note is sent in a timely fashion. Since I announced that I was not going to be available, And then he went, oh, well, I'm not going to be available either. No, no, sir. That's not the way this works. That's not the way this works. But I will make sure you, I will make sure you have the doctor's note in hand. No worry.
Yeah, because you threw my name out there. What was that you said? I think Danielle Cheney can do it. I don't know what exactly the words were. I got to scroll back, but I'm pretty sure
you threw my name out there. Listen, don't worry about the formalities. You know, because I only outlined that there. I only outlined that there are four of us that host that show, and I was just throwing out the names of other hosts of that show. That's all. That's all. Don't worry about it. That's all.
Okay.
Hey, Danielle. I'm hereby relinquishing my crown of king of throwing you under the bus because he just took the crown from you with that.
He sure did.
Your Majesty's hand, you have the crown.
Yes, he did. But, yes, ladies and gentlemen, come by Monday night at 9. Normally, I am one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe, and I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio. That is Arthur Larry Maddock, a for real, the poet Douglas, essentially Johnny's, who handles the event page and does an awesome job on it. I'm poetic, but we'll see how it works out. Now, Wednesday night at 9 p.m., I am in the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva VIP. Now, she might get me for this, but I'm going to give y'all the topic anyway. I just came up with it earlier. Hold on. 1 second. Let me go to my inbox because I had to jot it down. All right.
Damn.
We want to know.
She has a topic. And it's one she can share on this show. Boy, I'm
right,
to tell you.
Right.
Yeah, this is exclusive. Y'all get exclusive rights. It's the first time
okay.
I'm saying it. Okay. We want to know, what's your stimulation? Is it visual, cerebral, or physical? What reaches you deepest and turns you on?
Ooh.
All right?
I'm glad you added that deep. I'm glad you added that deeper. Thank you. I needed that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to the show
now.
I'm looking forward to the show.
Okay. Man, look. Van looked like he ready to start writing already.
I really am.
Yeah,
he is.
I figured you would like that.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Danielle, we're going to put you in the praise lounge. You and Miss EIP can bust it up a little bit. And we're going to bring on the next caller.
All right.
You told them. You told me. He had to stop. And since I talked to him, I'm going to let Van comment first on the next poet that comes through on that person's piece. And then I will follow him.
All right,
with that,
one love,
one
love, one month.
That's not the way it works. One love, one
love, one.
That's not the way it works either, Paul. That's yeah.
What?
It's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with it. It's all right. It's all right. Who do we got next?
And next on the mic, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. We have none other than Amelia T. Davis. Welcome, Amelia.
Excellent. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
What's happening?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking. And I'd like to say a quick thing to you, Paul. Some years back, my mother was in a coma, and I had read that if you talk to a person and touch them, like on their hand, arm, you know, touch them, while you're mm-hmm. speaking to them, you could bring them out of a coma. And so I began around the clock by my mother's side, talking to her, touching her arm, touching her hand, telling her I love her, and had my son with me, and I am here to say that it worked. After a few days, she came through. Now, of course, I prayed over her as well. But I'm telling you this because that may be what your beloved person in the hospital may need. They may need your family to surround them and talk to them and pray on them, speaking it over them, not just silent prayer, but I mean speaking the prayer, talking to them, touching them, and perhaps that may help. I'm just giving it out as a suggestion. It did help for me.
It certainly couldn't hurt. It most definitely could not hurt. You know, sad is, with COVID being the way it is, only one person is allowed in the room at a time, and that's only for like 15 minutes. And, you know, but still, we are all constantly.
Well, perhaps you guys could just take shifts. One person 15 minutes, next person 15 minutes. I don't know how that might work.
Yeah.
But
well, that's basically what we've been doing. You know, there's five or six of those at the hospital at any given time. And when one comes out, the next one goes in. So he's constantly aware. And you know, what you're saying is put into practice. Perchance not by everybody that goes in, but by enough of us. You know, but I appreciate that because it definitely cannot hurt, you know, to let them know. Because we're not there in that state, so we don't know what they can hear, what they can feel, and what they can't. So it never hurts to attempt something along those lines.
Right.
Thank you for that.
My pleasure. So this piece I did write today for this show, and you know how a couple of weeks ago you guys were saying how one piece edified another piece and God brought various pieces together on the show to enforce whatever messages may be spoken through the poets. And I was taken aback when Poetic did his poem, because I think after y'all hear this poem, you'll see how the two fit together. And we did not speak prior to this show. We did not speak regarding our pieces. I just realized this as I was on the show listening to him. So without further ado, this piece is called Love Endures All Things.
Amen. Mike is yours, Queen.
In the Bible, we find 1 Corinthians 13, 3 through 8. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. With the holidays around the corner, I'd like to discuss love. As we sit down to our Thanksgiving dinner feast, let us remember all the blessings we have, from the smallest to the greatest. As Christmas approaches, let us keep in mind the true reason for the season. It is the Holy Trinity's love that has blessed us with the ability to share a feast with our family and friends. It is the Holy Trinity's love that sent baby Jesus to earth. His mission was to save humanity from Satan's grasp. Jesus, born in a manger, a poor, humble beginning. Yet, the kings and wise men came from far-off lands to greet this child as he was brought into the world through the birth of a virgin woman. They were giving thanks to God, happy to see the enlightenment and empowerment over the darkness called Lucifer. This poor, destitute child was and is the only saving grace humanity had, has. He would become the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He was persecuted and tortured, nailed to a cross, died as a forever sin offering for humanity's guilt, died, rose again, then ascended into heaven to sit beside God Almighty to reign forever. That is the ultimate expression of love. Would you volunteer to die for your friends who abandoned you, for people who lied on you, for anyone who beat you and tortured you? I doubt very much that many people would, yet Jesus did just that. Imagine the amount of love that went into that sacred sacrifice. Allow Jesus to bring his saving grace into your heart to forever have your sins cleansed. Accept the greatest love ever known to fill your spirit up with blessings overflowing. Show the love of our Savior to everyone you come in contact with, not just your family and friends, but everyone. Beam Jesus' love outwards to all of humanity through your actions and deeds. Volunteer your time at a homeless shelter feeding the poor this Thanksgiving. Give to the domestic violence shelters this Christmas. Take meals to the homeless on the street corners this Thanksgiving. Give to cancer centers this Christmas so that a child that is ill could be encouraged. Again, with the holidays approaching, keep in mind the definition of love. If you have that special yet problematic mate, that difficult child, remember that love endures all. Help heal your relationships. Continue to bring love through hateful circumstances. We must endure throughout our life in order to bring the ultimate love, because only love can overcome hate. Only light can pierce through the darkness. We, as Christians, are charged with our Lord's mission on earth as his ambassadors. We must love everyone through all circumstances and situations. Love, 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 always love. Blessings to all and much love. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate the biblical lessons within the peace. And the world does need love. I can not agree with you more. So I really enjoyed the you know, the scriptural references that brought it all home. So thank you for that, Amelia.
My pleasure.
Paul, I left you a lot to say, Paul.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Not really. Because when you, with the title of that poem itself, Love Endures All Things, it covers it all. There's not more you can say to that. Love. Once we ourselves really learn how to love, we'll notice that all of the headaches we have, all of the turmoils we go through, all of everything, will no longer exist. God created the world out of love. He infused his love within man. And we blew it. Once we get it back, we'll realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And his love is what gives us that strength to do that. So it's a beautiful reminder, Amelia, that of what is important in life, what is most important in life. That is love. God is love.
Amen.
If we incorporate that, we've done it all. So thank you for that, Amelia.
My pleasure. Thank you. And I know that it's difficult when faced with various circumstances to always remember to come with love in your heart, in your soul, when addressing certain issues or circumstances. But it is what we must do as his ambassadors upon this earth. So, much love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Blessings.
One love, one mic. God bless you, Amelia. Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis. Well, it looks like we have another caller to bless the mic. And we're going to open the lines up and welcome Sir Lawrence. Good evening, sir.
What's up, Sir Lawrence?
Are you
Sir
muted?
Lawrence, you...
Yeah, I was muted. What's happening?
What's good, man? What's good?
All right. Much better now that you opened your mic so we can hear from you.
Yeah, no doubt. Not happening.
I know that's right. We're glad to hear
how y'all
working out.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. No complaints,
definitely.
Man. No complaints.
No complaints. In fact, this dude talked about that. Can't complain.
Yes, sir.
I know that's right. So my brother, I know you brought something prolific for us, as you always do. What have you for us tonight?
This is a combination, I mean, because, you know, with everything else that's going on, you know, sometimes we need to tap on the shoulder, because it's like driving down the freeway, you know, you you detach yourself from your brain, so you just work extremely on habits, so you're not even paying attention to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I ran across this profound statement. The guy said, in actuality, 90% of everything we do is strictly habit.
Wow. Wow. 90% strictly habit.
Mm. 90%.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So he's like, you're not even using your brain.
Yeah. I was just sitting there doing a checklist in my head real quick, and I don't know how far I got, but it seems like a lot of what I do is out of habit. That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. Yeah. So what did you bring tonight?
It's called The Truth is Bent.
The truth is what?
Bent.
Okay. Thank you. The mic is yours, Ken.
Cities are learning us to control us, inventing more words, even group types, falling for the same con game, convincing us to convince ourselves, thinking a theory is a fact, brainwashing is moral reasoning, communication is just catchphrases. I can't complain. If that's true, why bring it up? Is the distraction this time? Truth is bent. Common sense is not a seasoning. Heavy used to be a real thought. Can we look beyond what we've been taught? Pictures of Adam and Eve with navel. What will we do after we lose all the beams? If it's satellite imagery, why don't we see the planes on maps or Google Earth? Or is imagery the key word? And we are the willing hostages, waiting for them to create the conditions, then sell us the fix. Before you go on about reparations, is slave a word or a title? But who? Words are sound power. Words are sound power. They can show us a white Jesus they themselves have never seen, but they can't show us a slave ship. And the only thing said is, I believe. Then they show us a red devil with horns, pointed tail, holding a fork. Notice the details. Then tell us the witch doctor is a joke. The truth is bent. And gender now has categories. Gender sexualization, transgender, gender for gender's sake. You know, like, I'll take gender for 300. There's more respect for a drink called Dr. Pepper, a man in a dress with high heels, our children becoming the main course. While there's a new meaning when your child comes to you saying what they want to be before they grow up. The truth is bent as we give honor to the God that made mistakes. Sir Lawrence.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, definitely gave you a lot to think about. Realities, I guess they're kind of slaps in the face. You wake up, you know, things that you already knew, but I guess you were trying to not know, which is kind of foolish. The truth is that. The title alone makes me think that, you know, you have to delve deeper into the truth to make sure that you know the truth, because it could be candy-coated and gilded to look lovely to send you straight to hell and damnation.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that piece. I most of that, I appreciate the title of that piece. That in and of itself really gives me a lot to think about. Powerful.
Right on, right on.
This is Ben. And that little bit about 90% of what we do is habit. And you came on here 90. With a whole lot of thoughts.
90%.
That's a lot to unpack.
Okay.
90%. And you know what's funny? When I first read that, and the second part to that is make a concerted effort to not do what you normally do habitually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you'll quickly see how much you work no habit. It's fun.
Yeah.
I checked out. I had to laugh at myself.
That's some tough homework, but that's some homework that needs to be done for real, for real.
No. You your eyes will open up so fast, you'll have to laugh at your own every single damn.
I can believe it. Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a dope, dope piece, my brother. Again, the title alone has mm-hmm. you just in thought. The truth is bent. You already know how I feel about your ink, good brother. You already know.
I know. No doubt.
Thank you so much for the man. I got some thinking to do tonight.
You ain't never lied.
This program has brought a lot of things, food for thought. So that's a beautiful thing. I'm grateful for it. So my brother, we're going to send you back in the praise lounge and continue on. But thank you so much for coming through with that piece.
Absolutely.
And I hope you're not going to be a stranger. You know, we do take attendance, you know. We don't want to have to send out the touring officer.
I hear that.
All right. One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love.
Yeah, we're going to send out the school police, the touring officer. Man, look, we used to run and hide when we seen them suckers coming. Did that still happen?
Sure did.
I wonder if they still happen. Because I'm way past the school age kids, so I don't even know if they have them anymore. But, man, we could spot them suckers and duck and hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without question.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems like back then, being bad was fun and it was innocent. Nowadays, what they do to be bad is fatal. It's a whole lot different. A whole lot different. Okay. Van, I need a favor from you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Would you give us a little station identification and then give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. Let's get the station ID first here.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Saturday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, normally the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla, La Negra, essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be the Honey Dripper with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Perla, La Negra. Thursday night is a Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And Saturday night will be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And with yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday with the Inspiration Factory with your humble host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much for that.
Gee, my
memory don't work that good. Oh, you cheating. You got it all written down somewhere.
Nah, not all written down. That's for sure.
Too much to have it written down anyway, huh?
Absolutely.
We definitely want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Do you have any final words before I pray us out, Dan?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know this Jesus that we speak of, we are here to offer you to him, to help you understand who he is and why he loves you so much. You can reach out to me or Paul Sampson, and we will usher you into the presence of the Lord, not through our own words, but through the biblical written word and our experiences with him. So please, let us know, and we'll be happy to. Back to you, Paul.
Amen. So if you all, once again, I just want to thank you all for coming through, for your additions to this platform this evening, and for your obedience to God by utilizing your pen for his glory. I thank you for that. And if that, with that, would you all join me at the throne? Heavenly most gracious Father, we come to you with a joyful heart, thanking you, Lord, for how you've expressed yourself to us this evening, Father God, for the assurance that you are always with us. No matter where we find ourselves, what we find ourselves in, you are there. We thank you, Lord. Father God, as we leave this platform, but as we say, never from your presence, we ask that you would continue to bless us, to guide us, to use us, Lord, and to protect us. We know that the end days are near and that we are all going to be under attack. And as warriors, army, Lord, we expect that. We just ask for the discernment to know what it is you would have us to do. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you would just bless us and keep us until we can join here again next Sunday to praise you and to worship you, to tell you that we love you. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.